middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Yud Dalet, the halachas of things that are forbidden because of building or breaking on Shabbos. Sif Yud Alf, in the bottom of Kuf Chof Alf and Alf. Also, Litin, it's contained in the bays, forbidden to place Shava wax or Shemin Ov or thick oil, the neck of a chavis, in the hole of a barrel, Lasasmai to seal it off. It's because it's smearing. Pirush Aruch, the Aruch explains, Sicha, smearing, Meshicha, anointing, Ticha, plastering, Mericha, smoothing, Shia, also a very similar word, flattening, Inyan Echo, it's all the same idea. Continues Mechabal, Beshad Vorm, but other things, the Lesbo Meshu Meriach, that there's no problem about smoothing, as Ramos says, Hoyle in a Yain Yitza, as because then the wine's not going out, then says Bishayse. Says Mechaber Mutter, then it's going to be permitted. Now, Ve'im, Hoyayayan, Yitzidech, Anakev, and if the wine was going through the hole, then Asl Sasma, it's forbidden to close it up. For Lit Meshum, even to put garlic, Bederech HaRama, in a deceptive way, Loy Meshin, Mechavenil, it's Nisham, to say that he's only intending just to conceal it over there, maybe just to store it over there. Now, if he's a Talmudic scholar, mutalel harmakas, then he's permitted to be deceptive like that. Says the Mishnah Sivkad Memhei. So he said that it's forbidden to place shava yishemen of wax or thick oil in the hole to seal it up. Now, avagav the emeruach b'shemen, even though there's no smoothing with oil, also it's forbidden by the thick oil because you know to shava because we decree, like you know, you have a dip, you know, it's been around, it gets thicker. Thick type, we decree because of the case of wax. Now, but davka shem enough, that's specifically thick oil. Given the shayach b'ksas meruach, there is a little bit of smearing when you have thick oil. So asachuf, it could come to confuse with wax. Now, the high shabbat zorch lemon, this wax, you have to say, the chinu l'tashmash me'etmol. So it's prepared for utility from the day before. Dim loy kink is not, but la'boch, so anyways, it would be forbidden mishum muktzah, because a muktzah is lav kli, it's not a vessel, and it has no utility. Now, when it was prepared for that, mutl talta, then you let him move it. We don't make a decree, you might come to stick it to a wall or to something else. Because even if you're going to stick it in, it would only rabbinically forbidden. Because you might come to smooth it when you're attaching it. And fats have the same halacha, like wax. These are thick things that can be smoothed. They're forbidden to clog a hole because he's smoothing. But then Mechaber continued, he says, but other things that, but then he says, the reason why these are forbidden, because of Mimoreach, because of smoothing. Since there's a concern about smoothing, which is the Malach HaDaraisa, also, even if you don't put the oil into the hole, just placing it on the top from above, there's also, regarding this Malach, there's no difference between Talmud Chochma and Moritz, which we do differentiate in the end of the Siv. Here there's no difference, say that, right? Sivkat Memzai, but so regarding other things, there's no meruach. So then, Sivkat Memzai, mutra is permitted. Haina, that is a filach, nisa techanekim, even to put that item in the hole. The hoil vein ayayin yoitse, like the Ramo added those words, that since the wine's not going out, a filibali tukin, even without any remedy, like mechzikim esakin. The wine wasn't going out anyway. So it doesn't look like as if you're remedying anything. Achrayim kasu, the Achrayim write the ikker kedasa Rambam. The primary is like the Shita Rambam, he disagrees on this. Which really holds that even if the wine is not going out through that hole, I'll put anything in the hole to close it up. It's like building. Ella rather the algav hanekev mamala, just on top of the hole, from above, there's no problem about building. That's not for benekim edavah shemesmareach, only for something that can be smooth. So that not like the machaber. A little bit more stringent. Sivkat memchaz. Now, if the wine was going through the hole, then aslasasmi, then you're not allowed to close it up. Midrabban rabbinically, and they demerzik b'sak. It looks like you're fixing because now it's a plugging it up, even though it's not something that could have meiruach. B'davka kishosaisman b'davash ein derech listed. By now, that's specifically if you close it up with something that's not the norm to plug it up with. Come on, b'tzura cotton, b'kisim, like a small pebble or a twig, as the Sharatin Leisman Bey says. That's the Lashon Rambam, and because it's not the norm to plug up a barrel with a twig. But says the Mishnah Berurah, but according to everyone, it's permitted to close it up with a piece of wood, like by a spigot, If you always have a plug, you're allowed to put a plug, like let's say something like a bathtub, something you have a plug, that's not considered as like it as if you're building. Simkat Memtes. And even to put garlic in a deceptive way, Simkat Memtes, Lemashin Machab, to say that he's not intending, that you cannot do. Since in truth, he is intending to seal it off. As the Sharatin Ismail May says, that sounds obvious in the Rambam. The Besesis sounds like the Rambam permits, even if in truth he's not intending to put it there. And he says, I don't know where he gets it from. Sivkat Nun. Now, on this last halacha, we said, if he's Tamil Chacham, then he's allowed to be deceptive regarding this. Why? The Gimitri Tamil Chacham, since the Tamil Chacham, ain't lachish, but we don't have to be concerned regarding him, Shem, the Terren, or the Arama, that if we prepare him through this deception, Yovel Laval Isser Rabban says he's going to come to violate this rabbinic Isser. I feel like the Arama, even without being deceptive. And no, that is, you could put in like garlic. I'm just putting something in the box, in the hole, whatever, and it's going to be clogging it up. Because Magid Avram, Magram writes, after the Kaimel, and although that we hold the Idna, Idlon, did Tamil Chacham, we don't really have a halacha. Any person has a Tamil Chacham. However, regarding this, in lach, you don't be stringent. I am sham as long as the regular Tamil Chacham, that's okay. Yes, shecholkin love that those who disagree on him and say that no, you're right. We don't really have this halacha. No one could just store something that, like, conveniently will just happen to plug it up because of this concern. Sivyud beis sack and a knife shutachem bekaisel shel eitz that's stuck into a wall that's made out of wood. If it was in there from before Shabbos, us let's see, but Shabbos now take it out on Shabbos. Give me your double mechuber because the wall is something that's attached to the ground. But if the knife is stuck into the bench, or anything that's attached, mutal let's see, allowed to take it out on Shabbos. I go to the mother. That's a shlofim b'vayim. Now, if someone had stuck it in and pulled it out from before Shabbos, fill the kaisel shor that even if it's in the wall, it's permitted. Says the beis yisuf. So a knife that's stuck into a wall shall eats of wood. Now, not shall eats. Why is he picking up wood? Because it was a brick wall. It's very common many times. Same with the bokim zelzet that the rows are not connected. Then you're allowed to take out the knife. Even if you're not stuck in and taken out from before Shabbos. Here it's something that's connected. Sivkat nun beis. So the halach is aslay tziyoy. You're not allowed to take it out. Why? The idea is also by taking out the knife. Since in the beginning it was a little stuck in pretty tight, you stick in the knife into the wood, it's tight. It's not possible when you're pulling out the knife that the crack shouldn't widen a little bit. But see, it's neck of kosher because I'm not making a small hole in the wall that's attached to the ground. Yes, but there's a problem about boring a hole through the toilet of the baina. It's a derivative of baina because it's a part of construction. Although he's not intending with this, but kemat psik reshu, it's almost inevitable that it's going to make the hole bigger. We'll write the opinion of Achrin regarding this. But if what happened is that like Rama says that you had stuck in the knife and taken it out, then sivkot nun gimel shari meaning from before Shabbos, then shari leitzi it's permitted to take it out on Shabbos. And v'af lachso litche voice because then even to go and stick it back in to the wall. The kibnik v'an notz asakim because m'bagim since you already stuck in the knife and pulled it out, it's stuck in the knife from before Shabbos v'itziyah v'hadin notzi and you pulled it out and put it back in. V'ahuchiv makom meshavei so already widened the place where you put it. V'sula havim segreish so it's not inevitable anymore. Now if m'loichaz an otzim b'bagim but let's say it was not stuck back in from before Shabbos. Nira, it would seem to us because it's forbidden to stick it back into the wall. That down in the strach, it wasn't yet widened, but Mashad Tzip HaMachsim because that it was pulled out once from the wall, as the Sharat Tzinos Nanav says, because the place can prove this halacha from Shmuel that by Datzo Shlafa that it was already widened the hole, and then there's not segregation. Now there in the teaching of Shmuel, it's broad Datzo Shlafa v'Hadu Datzo. Sounds like that just sticking in, pulling out itself. You're not allowed to stick it on Shabbos. Even though you can reject that the Gemara just picked that as a chiddush, that by the first time that you stuck it in, it's forbidden even to take it out. And we don't say that the pit was done by default, and like the Gemara comes out like that over there later on the Kofi Yimel. But regarding the widening of the pit, it's possible that one time that you stuck it in and pulled it out, it would be enough, according to everyone, they'd be permitted to put it back on Shabbos. From Pirish Rashi, it sounds like we wrote that, no, it has to be stuck it in, pulled it out, and then stuck it back in again. And then that would be when we permitted to do that again on Shabbos to put it in or pull it out.
That the mechaber said that anything that's detached, he allowed to take out the knife. So what he's including with this is even a barrel that does not hold 40 saw, which had a knife stuck in from before Shabbos, he allowed to take it out. There's obviously Beis Yosef, but the Ramah disagrees with him previously at the end of Sif Aleph and Dago. The Maskelim Datzo Shlafa, the Ramah said that if already stuck in and taken out from before Shabbos, then actually even by a wool it's going to be permitted. So he said, look at Mishbrus of Kutner and Gimel, that is that you had subsequently then stuck it back in from before Shabbos. Like he said, like I verified on the bottom in the Sharatzin. Says you should know that even according to those who disagree in the Shulchan Aruch and they hold that Mekar Halacha, there's no prohibition at all to take out a knife from a wall, as was mentioned in Sivkot and Yodaf and Yerushabruah. That's specifically regarding taking it out from the wall where the crack is made by default, as brought in the Kovit Gimel, where the Gumais, the pits, are Memelavin, are done indirectly. But to stick it into the wall where you're making the crack with your hands, for sure, according to everyone, this can be forbidden if it wasn't widened yet the place of where it's being put into. And according to what wrote in Mishabruah, it's not permitted to stick into the wall until it was ready stuck into the wall two times during the weekday. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 32, the reason why there's no meiruach, there's no smoothing out by oil, the Beis Yosef explains because the smoothing out is not really so recognizable. Dirshu number 34, earplugs that are made out of wax that are designated to keep out the noise when one's sleeping, or that when you put into the ears, they smooth out to the form the person's ear canal. Shlomo Zalman writes that putting it into the ear is not a problem by Issa Mamereach. Now then, Rav Nisgrael told us that since putting it into the ear, you're shaping it the form of the that's beneficial to the ear, and that's how the form remains. Putting it into the ear would be a problem about boiling. We're going to be concerned about smoothing by using some type of a soap. So that Shulchan Aruch discussed that in Shin Chabav Sev Yod, Mishabur Bedir, and Sev Katan Lamed.